Well, if you are a victim of sexual assault, aggravated burglary or attempted murder, giving your evidence in a criminal trial can be extremely stressful. I think that's an understatement. In Victoria, the courts allow witnesses a unique form of support. Damien Carrick visited the offices of the public prosecutor to meet Lucy the Labrador. Lucy sits with vulnerable witnesses when they give their evidence.
Hello, who's this?
Good girl. That was a big session, wasn't it, hey? You did good, and you didn't snore that time. Well done. Good girl. So after she's had a heavy session like that, it's really important just to let her be a dog and let her play a bit.
Lucy is a thoroughbred Labrador. She's 2 years old, has a shiny chocolate pelt, and engaging amber eyes.
Oh, I'm tapping my foot, and the dog is now resting its nose on my foot.
It's lovely.
That's very comforting. It's very nice.
Julie Morrison is the Victim Engagement Coordinator with the Victorian Office of Public Prosecutions. She runs the Court Dog Program, the first of its kind in Australia.
It's a program whereby we want to give people that have to tell their story over and over again as to what happened to them more support to help them get through the process. So we use a fully trained and accredited dog to provide quiet, calm companionship to people as they're telling their story. We use predominantly a remote witness room as people give their evidence via video link. But importantly, we also provide support when people are just waiting to go to court in the waiting room. We work a lot with children who may have to have an assessment from an intermediary or have to be, just meet with their legal team. And as you can imagine, for a young child, that would be fairly intimidating. So the dog also works just to provide quiet companionship in these moments, not just the moments around the court process itself.
We're sitting in one of the remote witness rooms at the Office of Public Prosecutions in downtown Melbourne. Let's just describe it for people. There's kind of a big oblong table in the room around which we're sitting. And at the end, there's a pretty big television screen and underneath it, a camera. So what happens is presumably the court comes up on the big screen via the camera. The person sitting in this room at the end of the oblong table at the far end of the TV screen and camera is beamed live into the courtroom.
That's correct. That's correct. And the job of the person who is giving their evidence, they're told that obviously they look at the camera and they answer the questions that are asked of them. And their focus has got to be very, very much on what's happening on the screen so they're not to be distracted by other things.
So tell me, what role do these dogs play?
Okay. So in here, if you saw the dog working, you'd honestly say, what's the dog doing? It's just sleeping. Well, that's exactly what it's meant to do. The dog will lie on its mat at the feet of the complainant, but the dog's role is just basically to lie really, really calm and quietly. Studies have shown over many, many years now that in the presence of a calm, relaxed dog, people's levels of stress reduce. And the scientific reason behind this is because when people watch or just look at or observe a quiet, calm, sleeping dog, their levels of oxytocin increase. What happens with oxytocin is it's very good at combating the effects of cortisol, which keeps people's stress levels up. So in the presence of a calm dog, if you're already feeling stressed, the oxytocin will help to bring down that cortisol, which will make you more relaxed. Now, when people's levels of cortisol are reduced, they are better able to recall facts, they're able to think more clearly, and they're able to talk more easily. So the presence of a dog is helping, we believe, to facilitate the fact-finding process by putting people in a better emotional state to be able to answer the questions.
Oh, good girl. Thank you for that. Really good.
So her job is just to sit quietly and just provide that quiet companionship. So it's really important when she's done that, we reward her for doing it.
And so Julie, you're giving the dog a bit of a rub, a bit of a pat.
And I'm going to get one of her toys now. You wait there, Luz. Oh, big stretch. Good girl.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good girl. Good girl, Lucy. Julie Morrison from the Victorian Office of Public Prosecution speaking with Damien Carrick. And you can hear more about the Court Dog Program operating now in Victoria on the Law Report this afternoon at 5:30 right here on RN.